It's another Sunday night in comedy, and tonight it's an all-out roast from coast to coast. The gloves are off, and the crowd is hungry. We're talking to three of Canada's top crowd killers as they face off on Roast Battle Canada. It just might get a little nasty. I'm Dean Young, and we're about to go inside the joke.
Roast it.
Come on, man.
The girls were so much better than the guys, I can't even tell you.
It's true. Even the judges said that. Even the judges were saying the girls were better. But this is the thing. It's like, it's because girls are, we're passive aggressive. Like we've been...
Welcome to Inside Jokes on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to an all-new Inside Jokes, baby! Right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto and, of course, coast-to-coast, Canada-wide on the Global News Radio Network. Brought to you, of course, by our dear friends at Hakeem Optical, helping you spot hecklers in the crowd since 1967. It is Sunday night, and it is time for roasting. We are talking to three of our favorite crowd killers across Canada who are featured in the new CTV comedy series, Roast Battle Canada, going for each other's throats. We got Vince Tedesco, our producer, on the line. How you doing, buddy?
Get your turduckins ready.
Yeah,
we're doing some roasting.
What's this turduckins thing? I think you missed the, are we going for American Thanksgiving? Is that what we're
whatever,
doing?
Dude. I don't know. What else do you roast? You can roast a ham.
You can okay. I get it now.
Roast a turkey. Roast a chicken. You can roast a chicken.
You were saying this before the break today, something about turduckins.
Dean, I just wanted to give a shout out. It is November 7th, Sunday night.
Yes.
And for those who don't know the secret behind media, we pre-tape the shows. But we're actually back.
Oh, I'm putting
it up tonight.
I'm pretty sure.
Our first live comedy show, Inside Jokes Live. So shout out to everybody. It's a sellout crowd tonight at Fired Up. If you're on your way home listening from Fired Up, as I probably mentioned, that you should be listening, tune into Inside Jokes. I just want to say thank you for everybody to come out and support, making a sellout crowd. Live comedy is back in Port Credit, baby.
There we go. Fired Up, live, Inside Jokes live in Port Credit. By the way, Vince, I'm pretty sure anybody who's been listening to this show for the last six seasons can very much tell that it's pre-recorded. I wouldn't worry about that. But we got a full panel. We got three absolute comedy beasts on the air with us tonight. We're going to talk Roast Battle Canada and how they prepped for this show and just how cutthroat did they get right here on Inside Jokes. Inside Jokes, baby! Right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto and, of course, streaming coast to coast, Canada-wide, on the Global News Radio Network. In fact, planet Earth-wide. If you happen to be sitting at home with the internet, I hope you are because it's still the pandemic times. You can listen to us literally everywhere. Tonight, we got a full panel, well, almost a full panel, but we're going to get into that. But tonight, we're talking Roast Battle Canada. We got three absolute crowd killers on the air with us tonight talking about this new roast series on CTV Comedy. We'll go around and grab a roll call. We got... here in Toronto, although according to his Zoom background, he's in like Hawaii or something. Daniel Woodrow is on the line.
Oh, I'm in Hawaii. Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
I like this because we had you on a couple months ago. You were talking about, you know, you have this new digital, this online comedy club, Unknown Comedy Club. And every time we have you on the show this past year, you're either like an avatar or you're just traveling to exotic locations, but like in a Wayne's World way. You know?
I think I was on a raft last time.
Yeah,
on a raft in the river.
You might have been
living his best life.
You might have been. We have Mike Rita back on the show. It's been a minute. How you doing, man?
Yeah, what the hell happened? Why am I only coming back like 2 years later? Like, what is this?
We're waiting for the studio for you, Mike. That's it. Only the best for you. They told us we can't go back, so we thought, well, we'll just throw them on Zoom, whatever. And of course, we got Sophie Buttle, who, by the way, not only would normally be out in Vancouver and getting up early in the morning to do this radio show, but literally just moved to LA last night before recording this show. Is that right, Sophie?
Yep, last night, very late. But, you know, this is more important than getting my life together. So don't worry about it.
Atta girl, Sophie. Atta girl.
This is Canadian talk radio. You will have probably close to a dozen new followers after this, for sure, easily.
And you can't put a price on that, yeah.
And of course, I do want to say, we were supposed to have our fourth rounding out the panel tonight was going to be Jarrett Campbell. Boo. We all know Jarrett Campbell, Roast Battle Canada. What do you guys have to say about that, by the way? Before we get into what this show is really all about, is there anything you'd like to say to Jarrett Campbell for bailing last minute? I mean, Sophie, you literally moved to another country last night, and you're still on there with us.
Yeah, I would say that Jarrett...
That's also how Sophie started her roast against Jarrett.
Yeah, I don't have much on him. I just, you know, just gotta go for what the vibes are.
That was a good six seasons of radio we had there for a minute, but
it's been a good one.
Hot fire. Sophie is spitting hot fire.
You said to say something mean about Jarrett. I'm being professional.
Go right ahead.
It feels like Jarrett's here because even though there's nobody here, he is a nobody, so it's like he's here. You know what I'm saying?
Almost went Norm MacDonald on that one, Mike. So you guys are, so Roast Battle Canada. Oh, nice. We got a Rodney Dangerfield on there.
No respect. I get no respect around here. Jarrett Campbell, I tells you. What a
Roast Battle Canada. You guys are all squaring off. It's comics going face-to-face on this new CTV comedy series. It is, of course, patterned off of Jeff Ross's Roast Battle show. But for you guys, I mean, in doing this, being that it is sort of, you know, it's its own animal, it's the Canadian version of this, it's all Canadian comics. Was there any, when you're doing this show, when you're taping these roasts, was there any sort of, like, I don't want to say interference, but was there anything from the network where it's like, go mean, but hold back a little bit? Like, was there any sort of interjection there, or was it just like, let it loose? Because our listeners who have watched those roasts on TV or even seen them live at JFL, it's cutthroat. It gets as mean as possible.
I mean, honestly, I was really impressed. I feel like this is the dirtiest show that's ever been on TV. Canadian TV. Yeah. And like as stand-ups, that's really cool because even when we have kind of like sets on TV that are supposed to be kind of more edgy, there's always something that gets cut. And this time, like, so you always end up kind of overcorrecting in your writing. Like you put in a couple lines that are like worse than even you really want to do because you know they're going to take out the worst things. Yeah. And so I did that for this, like, you know, business as usual, but then they left everything in and I was like, okay, like, I mean, this is blood on your hands if I'm saying all these jokes.
Okay, honestly, I couldn't believe what they left in. And honestly, like, there was stuff that I took out personally because I was like, I don't think I can say these things about Brittany Lysing. These are awful things that I'm going to say. Like, she's a friend. She's a human. I can't be like, yeah, whatever, you know? But like, and I'm going to tell you something. The secret here is that they're doing like a secret test market. You can just tell because it's not on CTV, the big channel. It's on CTV comedy where it's just comedy people watching, you know? So you're not going to get complainers because it's comedy nerds who like this kind of stuff already. I bet you 100% you put this on CTV, the main channel that everybody watches, and you'd have complaints in the first week, people being like, did you see what this guy said? He called that woman a whale on national television. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of stuff. I swear to God, I think they're testing it first, and then they're going to see how the people react on that channel. And if it clicks, I think they might put it even on the main channel.
I think it is pointing to something that's really only finally been happening in the last couple of years, though, in Canadian entertainment, where the networks, I mean, there's a few of them here, but the networks are finally starting to greenlight these things and put Canadian comics on these new shows. I mean, you look at the sketch shows that have been brought to the air. Now they're doing a roast show finally, because I mean, this is a country that pumps out the best comics in the world. We just do. That's what we do here. The best writers and comedians in the world come from Canada. It's a comedy factory. So they get smart on their part, because we were always had this sort of infamous thing in Canadian TV where we repackage American stuff and air that, and that's it. So it's like American reality shows, American game shows, American sitcoms. So finally we're seeing shows like this where it's like, yeah, let's take the talent that's here and do our own format throughout there.
Yeah, and I think it's also like really, this is the first time dirty comics have really been showcased this way too. Like in Canada, there's always been such an emphasis on people that can work clean, which is great, obviously. And that's like a path to, you know, like working a lot as a comic is if you can have kind of a corporate clean act and stuff that fits on like all the networks. But this is the first time that dirty comics are really allowed to shine and like really go hard. And there's like a lot of people on Roast Battles that I haven't seen do other festivals, and I haven't seen work that much that should be working more, but are so dirty. Peace to be with you guys too. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, we all grew up watching, you know, those like the JFL galas and stuff we grew up watching on CTV, all the comics that we grew up watching on Canadian TV. It's so true. That was always the very sort of like squeaky clean. These are the comedy specials you could sit there and watch when you're 11 years old and watch with your parents. And because of that, that's all we knew. And to the outside world, it's like, well, okay, that must be all that Canadian comedy is. It's just very sort of safe and approachable and broad reaching, which is true. Yeah, we do have that. We have that clean stuff. We have that corporate stuff. But like you said, I mean, this is a chance to sort of showcase, let people sort of cut loose and go for the growth.
Comics that Canada has been showcasing for years, they suck. And we work with them, and they're boring and they're crap. And the needle has shifted. It used to be like, it's okay to be boring. And now it's gone to, it's, let's have some energy on this TV, man. How many times can we watch the same, you know, Saskatchewan? Nobody gives a nobody cares. All of us grew up on that and we're like, this is the best. And then you work with these guys. They're talented, sure. But then us openers, we could bury these guys by today's market. Like, we bury them because they're just not ready for it, you know? But that's what I think it is. I think the needle shifted.
I think so, too. All right, we're going to get into more Roast Battle Canada with our panel. We'll be right back with more inside jokes.
Shout out to Jared Campbell.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Hey, it's comedian Mike Rita here. From Roast Battles Canada. Make sure to check out our show and make sure to listen every whatever day this show's on Inside Jokes.
Attention thrills, and then it kills. They make you king.
Welcome back to Inside Jokes, baby! Right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, brought to you by Hakeem Optical, and also brought to you by Ivermectin. Not a fan of COVID vaccines? Ivermectin, the horse dewormer, that's for you. We are, of course, talking Roast Battle Canada. No, it's not a real sponsor, but I feel like on this show, they probably could be. But we're talking Roast Battle Canada. We got three of the comics on this new series on CTV Comedy, which, by the way, we mentioned before the break, yes, it was patterned off of Jeff Ross's Roast Battles. We're doing it here in Canada with some of the creme de la creme of Canadian comics. The one thing that I think is interesting, though, I mean, you know, a lot of our listeners who haven't seen Jeff Ross's shows before or who have never been to a roast battle at JFL or JFL 42 or anything, a lot of people are mostly familiar with roasts from watching the Comedy Central stuff, right? I mean, and in that case, you're watching these people, these celebrities with very wide open public personas, very well notorious, well publicized personal issues that the dais that all the roasters go after, but these are household names. These are huge celebrities. For you guys as Canadian comics, I mean, you all come up working together. You all know each other. You all
are you implying together. That we are not household names, Dean?
Well,
tell him, Sophie, tell him.
Tough is it in a way when you're in front of a crowd because you aren't, I mean, because that's a crutch for them, right? You're roasting like a Charlie Sheen or Justin Bieber or whoever the hell it is. People automatically know everything about them. So it's kind of, the jokes are almost in a way pre-written for a lot of the people who aren't used to doing it, right? For you guys, you all know and work with each other. Is there a tricky part of that where you like, you have to bring the audience in first and let them know something about the person you're going after before you launch into your jokes? Because you don't have sort of that, so it's a crutch for them, right?
I found that I had to like, you basically have to go off what the audience is going to see because there, you don't have time to explain really. And maybe you can through your jokes to make your like last couple more effective, but like the audience still won't know anything about the person and you only have a few lines. So you might as well just go with the obvious. Like Sophie and I didn't really know each other. We never met before.
No, I didn't. I hadn't met Jared either. Maybe I met him once. And so like for both of my roasts, I didn't know really the person that I was against at all. So I had to do some some intel. Like I had to ask around too. And like Daniel's friends were like so quick to tell me everything. That's like it was crazy. It was
said to me when she saw me when we met at before the roast. She's like, oh yeah, I talked to your friends. They love giving information. I'm like, oh yeah.
Good I mean, that. I just fired off a few Instagram messages and I was getting like full CIA documents back. And I was like, I don't need this much.
That's what I was wondering too, because yeah, for those of you who hadn't maybe necessarily gigged together, didn't know each other that well, I remember doing like the live roasts here in Toronto at like the Dark Comedy Festival and stuff like that. And you would just reach out to other comics and go, hey, I'm going up against this person. What do you got for me? Did you guys do a lot of that? I mean, a lot of you do already know each other, but were there sort of like shadow writers? Like, did you have comics sending you guys stuff going, oh man, you're roasting this person. You got to use this. Did you have a lot of that?
I mean, I asked around a bit. I asked some comics, but the thing is, like, the kind of like Vancouver and Toronto scene is pretty disconnected, so I didn't get any good juicy tidbits, you know?
Yeah, I was the only Vancouver comic, I think, and I think pretty much everybody else was Toronto and knew each other, and there was like a lot of politics going on, and I came in and it was like, yeah, mostly superficial stuff about me because I didn't know anybody very well, and then the thing about doing a roast is like, you really get to find out what kind of vibe you give off, which is like, it's the same as like when you start doing like acting auditions and stuff. And then you're in a room with a bunch of like you types and you're like, yeah. I don't like what I see.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
I hired somebody to help me write, man. I hired this good roaster from Toronto called Sebastian Fazio. And he's like, he's like a little psycho, you know, he's like a little ugly, nerdy guy. And he's psycho. He's crazy. And he's the best roaster that nobody knows about. So I hired this guy, gave him a couple $100, sent him 2 photos like a maniac, like an assassin. I was like, make fun of these 2 people right here. And he came back and, you know, he did his job. That guy was amazing, man.
That's awesome. That's who's good at roasting. It's just like sad little dudes that are at home online. That's like, right. That's who should be writing the show.
Because it's the nicest person in the world. Looks like a human troll, but the nicest person in the world.
I was going to say, it's the live version of being a troll. And actually, that's the interesting thing. That's what I was always curious about is who is more dangerous up there in roasts? Is it those quiet comics that are kind of like, they're the writers, right? They have like that sort of quiet, muted persona on stage. Or is it those comics that have, you know, they're the riffers. They have that energy where they just grab the crowd. They might not even do their material. They just do crowd work for 20 minutes. Who is it, Rita? Who's the more dangerous animal up there?
It was the girls, and they were unbelievable writers, buddy. Every single girl that went up in that thing, the girls were so much better than the guys. I can't even tell you.
It's true. Even the judges were saying the girls were better. But this is the thing. It's like it's because girls are we're passive aggressive. We've been doing roasts. Yeah. It's true, though. It's true. That's a really good point. I think the girls were definitely the meanest.
Oh, yeah. The girls were so much meaner.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, you can also get away with being meaner if you're, like, have a nice vibe. And then I think that the thing is also, like, I think in roasts, you kind of want it to be good vibes on stage. Like, you can tell if the people are friends and if they're having fun. It's actually not as much fun if you can tell that somebody's getting their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, it doesn't play really well when you see it on TV.
Your feelings hurt.
You think you want to see someone get destroyed, but then you're like, oh yeah, maybe not. Like, you know, like you want to see a good tennis match. You don't want to see just one person, and the other person like, and missing. Like, it's not.
You don't
want to
see a knockout fight. Yeah.
No.
Well, that's an interesting thing too. I mean, because, you know, taping something like this in front of a live audience, was there any instances where it's like, somebody went too mean and the audience just wasn't willing to go along with them that far? Like, were they just...
Here's the secret about the audience. The audience was a paid actors. They were paid extras, so they didn't have a choice.
Don't give away too much.
They thought they did. They thought they had freedom, and they'd be like, no, we're going to retake that, but you're going to laugh this time.
So nobody left crying.
But it's because of the pandemic. Obviously, they had to... they had to COVID test everyone, and you can't really force random people to take COVID tests. So they hired the background actors.
Yeah.
But they were like a fair audience. They weren't laughing at everything, but I don't know. I feel like I never even really heard a joke that was so over the top offensive that I'm like, oh, that's not making TV. Like, I don't think anyone really did that.
We all shot for it. They let us go with everything. Even when we were being mean, they were like, yeah, that's pretty good. They're only going to get meaner now, too. This is the evolution of these shows. They don't get less mean. They're going to be like, they're going to just hire Tyler Morrison, give him like a bag of drugs and be like, here, buddy, destroy these 10 people. We're going to film it. It's just going to be us being like, what's the deal with this half a retard?
I'm going to ask, by the way, did anybody hear, because I've done this myself in the past, me and K. Trevor Wilson had one against each other years ago, and everybody goes to Tyler Morrison. Everybody reaches out to Tyler.
Yeah.
Because he's the roast master. Arguably, him and K. Trev are like the two, you know, they're synonymous with roast comedy in Canada. K. Trev, of course, I mean, he's a judge on this show. He's won Jeff Ross's roast battles. He's been on those roasts at JFL for years. Those crowds know him quite well, and he's good at it. Tyler Morrison's the other one, though. Did any of you guys, like, reach out to Tyler at all and go, hey, I'm going against this person. What do you got for me?
Yeah, right. He'll roast me. He'll be like, learn how to write. he's cool, man. I didn't want to ask him. I knew because I was going up against his boy, Jarrett. And the last thing I wanted to give his boy, Jarrett, more fodder to be like, this guy doesn't even know how to write. He has, you know, or something. I didn't want to step into that world, but they brought him in. They brought him in eventually. He wasn't in the season one, and I think they heard us all backstage being like, you guys are missing only one person who deserves to be here, and it was Ty. He wasn't in season one, but you may or may not see him in season two.
He really should be. Which, by the way, in your opinion then, I'll throw this to really any of you, but in Canadian comedy, let's say this show keeps going. What's a matchup that you really think we would need to see on this show that they haven't done yet?
Ooh, I mean, like, to me, the two big standouts that just absolutely demolished were Salma Hindi and Olivia Stadler.
Yeah.
And I think those two against each other would be just, like, iconic.
Well, I want to see K-Trev come out of off the judges' bench and roast Tyler Morrison. I think that would be a great...
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
this is a comedy one, but this would be epic, too. Would be Mark Trinidad versus Russell Peters, because they have, like, a real beef in real life. And it would be great, man. Just a bunch of accents. Russell! You know, like something like that. There's so many good ones, man. Olivia Stadler, Salma Hindi. Salma Hindi's dangerous, because Salma Hindi has no F's to give.
No.
it's like watching a machine gun of jokes. You're like, okay, relax. You hit him three times, okay. She went up against John Paul. John Paul's such a nice person, and she brought him home. Poor guy. She made a joke about John Paul's kids being beautiful, and there's no way that they were his. And it was just this hilarious.
Yeah, and she also said, she's like, you have sleep apnea, which is the machine's really loud, which is perfect because it drowns out the sound of your wife getting railed next to you.
She's a monster. She's a monster.
Those are the comics. Those are the comics that I think, you know, because I think everybody expects it to be these, like I said, these the notorious, like, crowd work comics that come to the stage with that energy and grab the room by the jugular when they're doing stand-up and all that. And, you know, the sort of hype comics. But it's those, the writer types that I think are really, like, a Noor Hadidi would be good on this show. Because it's
Salma's both, though. Like, Salma's a great performer and a great writer. And then I think that it's also kind of baller because, like, she was, like, wearing a hijab and stuff, too. And I'm
saying,
like,
filthy,
like,
thing.
Seeing like a hijab woman going on and destroying the dirtiest show on Canadian TV. Like, I think that that's, like, a beautiful moment. That's a beautiful moment for Canada. We should put her on our flag.
In a way, it's beautiful too, because, you know, audiences, as soon as they see a comic get up on stage, you know, the crowd sort of forms a half-baked opinion about you instantly based off what you look like. They're kind of going, okay, this is going to be the material. And it's like, with a roast, it's like, yeah, you get to see comics completely step outside of what their normal stage persona is and just go for the throat and just completely let loose and do stuff. I mean, I would think it's a fun writing exercise for all of you too, because you're doing stuff that has nothing to do with your material ever.
Yeah, and it is actually kind of fun because sometimes you get gigs where you have to write new stuff and it can be kind of a chore. But because roast jokes are so formulaic, you just kind of watch a couple roasts and then you have kind of all of the the formulas for jokes just kicking around your head, and it's kind of more of a Mad Libs than anything else.
There we go. All right, we're going to come back with more Roast Battles Canada, more of our panel right here on Inside Jokes.
Someone get Jared Campbell on the phone.
Hi, this is Sophie Buttle. You're listening to Inside Jokes. Catch me on Roast Battles Canada. End of line.
Oh my goodness.
Wake me up. I'm about to give it up. Hey, hurry up.
Welcome back to Inside Jokes, right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. We are talking Roast Battle Canada. We've got Mike Rita, Sophie Buttle, and Daniel Woodrow on the line. This is a new roast series on CTV Comedy where Canadian comics really just let it all loose and go for each other's jugular. Some of them are friends. Some of them don't know each other. Some friendships might be ruined. Who knows? Depends how long this series goes on for. I think it's interesting too, you guys, because shooting a show like this right now, because right now in comedy, there's so much talk about punching down and don't punch down and things you can't say and you can't address certain topics and the audience won't be on board. Do you think for audiences watching these shows, there's something almost satisfying because they're just watching comics go head to head against each other? So it's like anything goes, right? Like it's there's not really anything off limits, I don't think, right?
Well, yeah, I'm sure I
think they do. They match people up well too, though. Like, so for like Daniel and I, for example, like I'm a Jewish woman, and you know he's a black man who's learning disabled. So we both had two things.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean it's Sophie's blonde with blue eyes. And all the judges said was like, oh, it looks like you guys should be dating. Like, that was their riffs on us. We're like, yeah, we saw that coming.
That's... Yeah.
But I don't think either of us even made jokes about that. So
no, it was too easy. It was too easy. It's lazy. No,
I just got called different vegetables. That was mostly.
Yeah, it's true.
How does that work with
vegetables?
Yeah, well, you'll see.
Yeah, no spoilers.
With the judges, because I mean, yeah, we were talking about, obviously we have K. Trevor Wilson, who is synonymous with roasting in Canadian comedy. We've got Sabrina Jalees, we've got Russell Peters. Russell Peters, of course, everybody knows as the one Canadian comic who every show in any small town you ever do as a stand-up comedian, everybody comes up to you automatically afterwards and says, do you know Russell Peters? That's what happens in Canadian comedy. What was the panel of judges involvement? Like, did they sort of rip on you guys a little bit before you would do your battle, do your sets? How did that work?
Yeah, they would basically each take a turn ripping into us during our intro. I'm pretty sure like most of the stuff K Trev was saying was just off the top of his head the whole time. Like, it didn't really seem like he was relying on any notes or anything like that.
Because he can't read.
yeah, that's probably why I think he can't read. I do remember someone saying that, so put that on the record. No, but K-Trev genuinely seemed to be having a great time during the roast too.
He loves it. That's his meat and potatoes. He loves roasting. He loves those roast shows. That's just that he's so natural at it. That's what he does. By the way, there's one thing I wanted to pick the panel's brain about. This is sort of the big topic in Canadian comedy this week, because there is so much talk more recently in comedy about, punching down, cancel culture, things you can and can't say in comedy. Mike Ward, of course, notorious Canadian comic, especially huge in Quebec, just won his lawsuit that's been going on for the better part of a decade now. Sort of a benchmark for free speech in comedy. I mean, he was getting sued for this set that he did in, I think, 2013. He won the lawsuit. This is the big story in Canadian comedy. How significant do you guys think that is, especially since we are talking about a roast show, but just as comics in general, just the fact that it kind of set a scary precedent at first, because it was like, you can actually have charges against you and get sued for material that you did. And so he actually won. It took him years and probably a lot of money out of pocket. But how significant is that to you as working comics in this country?
I think it's huge. Like, I think it's great that he fought for our right to make fun of disabled children. Like, what a hero.
Well said. Disabled kids, who can you make fun of in this country? Huh? What's next? Wounded heroes of war?
Well, it is interesting, too, because, you know, there is a lot of talk all the time about how you can't say anything anymore and cancel culture and we'll get canceled and all that. But a lot of the time it is sort of just, it's sort of an empty threat in a way, too, because it all depends on comedians' reaction to it. I mean, I think it's still... In a way, I mean, yes, social media has changed a lot of stuff. And when you're streaming stuff online, but when you're in a comedy club or when you're on stage live in front of an audience, in a lot of ways, it's still kind of the same old thing. You just do what you do and you trust your instincts and trust the crowd. And if there's a couple of people who don't like it, they just leave the show or the mic.
Do you actually know of any comics that have actually gotten canceled for something they said on stage? Because I don't.
Obviously.
That's the thing.
There's we know. Like, think about in Toronto, a comic who got canceled like a year and a half ago.
For saying something on stage?
For saying something on stage. I don't know what the f- they did. I never saw
that. But this is totally the thing about like cancel culture with comics, because it's totally like, it's a hot topic with like Chappelle and, you know, in Canada, we had a, you know, major somebody that got canceled and everybody talks about it. But the thing is, there's nobody who's saying something on stage and then losing work. It's all people that are literal predators getting caught. And then literally, it's just criminal behavior being found out. That's not cancel culture.
I don't know
that's
anyone
the law
that's
always been around.
Canceled for years now.
Like most of the people that say jokes that would get them canceled don't have anything to cancel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get canceled from open mics. That's not a real thing.
That's right. And I mean,
that's not, you know what I mean? That's a bar.
And it's sort of, I mean, I think Sophie hit the nail on the head there. Like it sort of became this boogeyman that isn't really a real thing. Like there's no, somebody in the, your material's not going to be for everybody all the time, but there's nobody getting their careers wiped out over a joke they said.
Literally
and
no one.
We forget the fact that audiences are smart. There's no, like, nothing has really changed really other than, you know, this social media landscape. But I mean, you write that material and trust your instincts and audiences are going to let you know what they think of it. And that's it. There's no like, these people who have gotten their careers wiped out, it wasn't because of a joke they did. It was because they were, you know, exposing themselves to people in parks or something. Like,
I think Chappelle's getting canceled. Well, if getting canceled is sitting on a fresh $200 million, I'll take getting canceled any any bleeping day.
Please,
What was I going to say?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's sitting there reading the news like, anyways, I'm going to go get a jet now.
Cancel culture happens right in front of you, man. When the people are laughing and there's three people not laughing, those people are canceling you live right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, crackheads, get out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bombing has always been bombing. That's never changed. That's never going to change. All right. We're going to come back with more of our panel and wrap it up with Roast Battles Canada right here on Inside Jokes.
Yo, it's Daniel Woodrow. Watch me on Roast Battle Canada, and you're listening to Inside Jokes.
Man, I gotta find me some seriously sensitive dudes. Hey!
Ho! Welcome back to Inside Jokes. It is Roast Battle Canada tonight, right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. We've got Mike Rita, Sophie Buttle, and Daniel Woodrow on the line. All squaring off on this new roast battle show on CTV Comedy. Sophie, we'll go to you first. When can we catch your episode on Roast Battle Canada and also some stuff of yours that our listeners can tune into and find you on the internets?
I mean, you're going to have to tell me. I think tomorrow is that when
tomorrow night, November 8th, CTV Comedy Channel.
I don't know when. So that's actually my voice. I do a character. So that's me that just said that. And then
that's your Italian bachelor character, yeah.
It is. I do excellent voice work, thank you. And you know, you can check out, I have a podcast called Obsessed. That's also pretty mean if you liked roast battles, but it's just chit chat. It's just it's more casual meanness. But if you want that, you could do that. Oh, I'm also making my American late night debut in 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm doing James Corden.
Wow.
Oh, huge.
Thank you. So I'll be there and then I'll be TV friendly.
There you go. Look at that. No more roast battle.
Never book her on the show again. Unavailable. Nope. Can't do it.
There we go. Mike, Lita, where can we find some of your stuff, buddy? And of course, we can check you out on Roast Battle Canada.
Well, just like Sophie, I'll be doing some great gigs next. I'll be at the London Yuck Yucks here. The opening act is a local crackhead man who yells at people. He's good, though. He's nice. And but I'll also be on TV shows. I'll be on this great thing called This Tastes Funny. So if you're listening, make sure to check out This Tastes Funny, brought to you by the makers of Big Mama's House and The Nutty Professor. So it's going to be good. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah, I'm Daniel, as you know, and I'll be roasting Human White Privilege Sophie Buttle on November 8th. At 10:30, you'll have to check it out. It's actually quite a great roast. We had a great time.
We did. And
I am pretty much just chilling now. I got some shows and stuff, but you guys don't care. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to be on James Corden, but maybe next year. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know what's so funny about comics is, like, I heard that and I was like, who books the London Yuck Yucks? I haven't done that one.
I have a feeling they might take you.
Yeah, can you recommend me?
Yeah, come back and drive to London Yuck Yucks in the winter.
I will.
You're from the Canadian West Coast, where you can actually do road work that pays money in lots of places. You don't want to fly back to Ontario to do London.
Dean, that is where you're wrong.
All right, and if anybody here could channel Jarrett Campbell and give us a wrap-up to the show as Jarrett Campbell, that would be great. Mike Rita, you got one in you, buddy?
What are we doing here? Sorry, guys.
If we could have a word. If we could have a word.
I wasn't paying attention. If we could
have a word. Really, Rita? Really? Really? Right now?
Listen, guys. I'm at home. I didn't know that. I forget that I was doing something.
You know, Rita, you remind me of, like, remember in high school when there was always, like, one guy in class that was, like, always standing up and, like, eating something? Like, he always was, like, eating lunch, like, at the wrong period.
That guy. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to pretend, like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I was that person.
Yeah.
Weed. He's just a poster child for weed. That's what it is.
I'm eating lunch by second period at, like, 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm wrecked, man. I need to eat something, and I'd be eating like a sandwich.
We'll give a shout out to Jarrett Campbell too. Which, by the way, who did Jarrett went up against you, Mike?
Oh yeah, you know what? I think our episode's next week, so you're gonna
Rita. Your episode airs tomorrow night.
Oh, you see that? People listening, make sure to tune into that. Because Jared is absolutely going to eat me alive. But I make fun of him. I make fun of his girl. I make fun of his dad. I went after the jugular.
Okay, so this episode of Roast Battle Canada will air tomorrow night, November 8th, CTV Comedy Channel at 10:30. Catch Mike Rita, Sophie Buttle, Daniel Woodrow, and the one and only, our apologies once again to Jared Campbell, right out of time. Him and Matt Damon, our apologies. Sorry, we had to wrap it up early. But catch them all tomorrow night, Roast Battle Canada on the Comedy Channel. 10:30 at night. Dean, wrap up the show.
That's why I love Canadian radio. Leave it to our producer, Vince Tedesco, to actually know when you guys are on TV and you guys don't know when you're on TV. That's
what we know.
That's what we do.
Also, it's like Canadian comics cannot afford cable. Like, we're going to stream it when it comes
out. I'll see you when it's on Crave.
Yeah.
That is our show. Thank you so much to our panel, Sophie Buttle, Mike Rita, Daniel Woodrow. Check out Roast Battles Canada on CTV Comedy. I'm so glad that we're finally doing this in this country. Check out everybody's albums. Check out everybody's podcasts. Check out the Unknown Comedy Club. Stream these shows online. Watch these comics. That is our show. And don't forget, you can listen to all of our episodes right back to the very beginning on Global News Online. That's our show. We'll be back next week.
Cancel Jared Campbell.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Alicia Carusi, and you're listening to my aunt, Sandra Carusi's Comedy RX.
This week's Comedy RX features Sophie Buttle.
Have you guys been cheated on?
Okay, cool. I just feel like asking that gets everyone feeling good. I got cheated on, too. I don't think that you should be sad if you get cheated on ever. If you're a girl, you can be sad if you're a boy, obviously, because that sucks. I'm sorry. But if you're a girl and you get cheated on, that's your one time in society when you're encouraged to be crazy. It's your time to shine. There is so much music out there to tell you how to behave. You get cheated on? Because usually music is like, shake your boobies around and also your butthole. But then as soon as you get cheated on, it's like, kill him. And you're like, okay.